Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
242 countries and territories. And there's only, by the way, 196 countries worldwide. So, I mean, this is basically, we're talking the entire world spent more than 76 million hours on BibleGateway.com in 2013.
Wow.
And that's tallying 456 million visits and 1.5 billion page views. So as they looked at all that, there emerged 10 kind of top verses that people really searched. So it's cool to think about, of all these people worldwide, what were they really looking up and why? Mm. Like, why is that verse significant?
So let's count down. So start at number 10. What was number 10, Greg?
Okay, number 10, and the reason I love this verse, I mean, I love all verses. Come on. Okay? It's in the Bible. I love the Bible. But this one, really interesting. I think I shared this a little while ago, Susie. So I want to set up this verse with a story. So my youngest daughter, Annie, we adopted from China. She recently had to go in for surgery. And so she's had 10 surgeries. I mean, just think about that. A seven-year-old who's already had 10 major surgeries. She was born with something called amniotic band syndrome. And so part of repairing the cleft lip and palate just requires some surgery. So she's very anxious. And obviously, the older she gets, the more she's very aware of what this is like and what it's going to be like. And so we taught her a verse in what I will never forget this verse, because Aaron and I are all gowned up. We were able to walk with her into the operating room. And so they're putting the gas on, you know, to put her under. And so we're there, and to hear and to watch my daughter, 7-year-old, run through this verse over and over and over again as she's about to go under for surgery. It's Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Every time I hear that, I choke up because, you know, the hardest thing as a parent, one of them is to leave your child in an operating room and have to step out, to see the strength and the comfort that verse drew for my daughter. And literally, as she's going under, so her eyes are closing, she's mumbling this verse.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.